Good morning. I'm Burns Fisher. I think I followed Kathy the last time, too. It's a hard act. And first, I have to tell you, I believe that someday my cold will be over, and I believe you will forgive me if I break into paroxysms of coughing. So I'm going to talk to you about three major beliefs that I have: people, luck, and the intransitive thank you. And I'll explain what I mean in a minute. First, I believe in people. I believe that people are basically good and trustworthy. Of course, I'm not totally naive. I do lock my car door. I do lock my house door. I avoid dark alleys. But I believe that if I ask someone a question, that person will most likely answer me with their truth. If I walk by someone, they are unlikely to accost me. I believe if I drop something accidentally, there is a reasonable chance that someone will give it back to me. The statistical truth of this belief is irrelevant to me. It reduces my fear. It lets me be more friendly and open. It helps me meet interesting people and do interesting things. Secondly, I believe in luck. No, I don't think I'm going to win the lottery. Not that kind of luck. I do believe in the scientific method also. What I mean is that if I think about my life, many of the good things that have happened to me came and required luck to happen. I hear a lot of people, not in this church usually, but I guess I shouldn't be so specific. I hear people say sometimes, I worked hard to get where I am. Why should I support those lazy people who haven't worked very hard? Well, baloney, that's what I say. Of course I worked hard, but didn't most people? Is it my hard work that caused my parents to bring me up to value education? No. Is it my hard work that caused me to choose a profession that I ended up loving? No. It was luck. I was born at the right time, of the right parents, in the right place, and let's face it, of the right skin color, to make my lucky outcomes more likely. Some people didn't have these advantages. Were they lazy? Of course not. Of course not. So I believe in sharing my luck. I believe society has an obligation to spread the luck around. There, but for the grace of God, go I has great meaning to me. And I'll say a bit more about that in a minute. Finally, I believe in the intransitive thank you. I liked English in high school. So I remember these kind of verb classifications. A transitive verb is one with a direct object. I thank Julio. Whom did I thank? Julio, direct object. An intransitive verb is one that has no direct object. I run. What did you run? Well, in this particular sentence, no, it's intransitive. Typically, thank is transitive, like my example. It's common to hear thanks to God for good things. She thanked God for her meal. I feel comfortable saying thank you without a direct object. I am thankful for my good fortune. Who am I thankful to? No, it's intransitive. Steve helped me with these thoughts about luck and thanks recently with a sermon series about how religious liberals can deal with traditional religious concepts. I can now talk about grace when I think of it as meaning good fortune. If I hear, praise the Lord, I translate that into, I am thankful. I can say, there but for the grace of God go I, and ascribe meaning and worth to that statement. My friends, I'm thankful for the chance to try to put my thoughts together like this. I'm thankful that you are here to support me. I am lucky to be surrounded by people like you that I trust and love. Thanks.